This is a daily update for Monday, September 25th, 2017. The NFL takes a knee. 200-plus players take a knee during the national anthem in support of Kaepernick and his protest. Donald Trump goes on the attack against players in all sports that take a knee or protest in any way during the national anthem, saying they should be fired and the fans should walk out of the stadium. So, do you think that the president should get involved in an issue like this? Do you think that sports should be politicized? So, the NFL does not require players to stand for the national anthem. They encourage them to, but they don't require them to. They have the right to protest under the U.S. Constitution. Players in other sports now are showing support for the protest in basketball and baseball and such. But football ratings dropped, and it's a very passionate issue. So on Saturday on UPRN, we're going to have a panel discussion talking about this very same issue at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central. So tune into that here on UPRN with me and Joe Montaldo and a whole host of people who are very passionate about this subject. But everything is politicized now, and everything is divided. We're divided on all subjects in this country and largely in the world. So as politics work their way into everything, people are looking for alternatives. They want programming now that doesn't have anything political, nothing divisive, nothing like that, just something they can watch and have a good time and walk away feeling good about themselves. Because you don't need to hear a sermon by Hollywood or anybody else when you seek out your entertainment, right? But man, there's a lot of nasty attitudes out there. So speaking of nasty attitudes, North Korea says that the U.S. has declared war on North Korea, and they have the right to shoot down any bombers that come close to their country. So they say, because Donald Trump said the regime won't be around much longer, they say that's a declaration of war. Even though many times it was Kim Jong-un who said he was going to attack the U.S. and blow it up and fire and rain down fire and whatever. So, you know, Kim Jong-un who's out there actually threatening nuclear war against all these people and annihilating people in Japan and the U.S. and other places. He thumbed his nose at the U.S. He thumbed his nose at the U.N. He thumbed his nose at China, at Russia, and he's a rogue agent unto himself, man. He's out there. Now he backed himself into a corner. There is nothing he can do to get out of this to save face with his own people, and they think he's a god. So, wow, we're going to see what happens here, but they're going to keep stepping further and further, and now Kim Jong-un said they're going to test a hydrogen bomb on the Pacific Ocean. So it's just escalating, getting worse every day, and it's going to come to a head, and when it does, innocent people are going to die, and that's the sad part. So, more mysterious lights over Los Angeles. So, what happened last time? Mysterious lights, earthquake came. We talked about that here. So, I looked last night. So, in the 24 hours, there were 28 earthquakes in California, in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Sacramento, ranging from about a 2.0 to 2.6. And I told you here about the swarms of earthquakes that are happening all up and down the coast and in Mexico, that thousands of earthquakes, these little earthquakes are going on. Scientists said that California is due for the big one. And between the lights that I think are a result from the friction from these tectonic plates pushing against each other and all these earthquakes, the swarms, 28 earthquakes in 24 hours, I think that they are poised for an event. So if I was in California, I wouldn't be in California, man. I'd be hitting the road. Anthony Weiner has been slapped with 21 months in prison. Weiner sat in court crying, sitting down, and his mom sitting next to him, and his father sitting on the other side. It is hard time. He's going to have to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life, basically, even though he'll probably get out of that somehow. So Carlos Danger will return, I guess. He's going to go in there. It's going to be a situation where he's going to hobnob with other ilk like him. He's going to learn new things, and then he's going to come out and be a bigger wiener you can rest assured. So, today is National Lobster Day. I really do feel sorry for the lobsters as they get dropped in that hot water. So many people love lobster. I'm not a big seafood person. You know, I eat fish once in a while. I don't eat lobster or shrimp or any crustaceans. Basically, it's Lobster Day. So, I know people out there love lobster, love it on the grill in all different kinds of ways. Go out and have some lobster today if you want some. Today is binge day, so it's about binging, not just like on food, but like binge watching TV or binging basically anything. So it's an overdoing of anything, basically a binge day. So go binge today. It is cooking day, so that's good. You got lobster, you got cooking, you got binging. Boom, you can binge out on your lobster. So it's a day to cook. Get out in their kitchen. You know, went apple picking yesterday, got tons of apples. I'm going to make homemade applesauce later on, man. Boom. So it is cooking day. I am in true form. Today is also family day. It's a day to get together with your family, talk to them, say how you doing. You know, it's such a busy world and people are running in so many different directions and nobody's even paying attention to each other anymore because they're looking at their phones. People actually sit in a room texting each other, you know, not talking. So that's how crazy it's got. It's family day. Get together with your family. Put down those electronic appliances, man, and go out there and be a family. Do something family-oriented for some family fun. Today is One Hit Wonder Day, so it's a day to honor all the musicians out there that have a one-hit wonder, or anybody that makes anything, that one thing turns into a hit. These days, it's called going viral, right? You know, but one-hit wonder, there was a lot of them out there. They made one good song or two good songs, man, and they're done. So, this is also Comic Book Day. Comic books, when I was a kid, loved comic books. As an adult, I could care less. I see a lot of people out there collecting and doing their thing. It's a lot of fun for them. So, celebrate comic book by reading a comic book. Today is World Dream Day, so it's about having dreams. It's about dreaming when you sleep, you know, not just nightmares and stuff like that, but nice dreams that you wake up and feeling good and that type of thing. Of course, we can't really control our dreams, so I hope you have nice dreams. Today is World Pharmacist Day. The pharmacists probably help you dream. You know, pharmacists know more about the drugs that they give you than the doctors who prescribe the drugs. It's good to talk to pharmacists. If you have any issues, any questions about your medication, you talk to that pharmacist and they're going to know all kinds of stuff and then be able to tell you things. So today's a day to honor the people who are the true drug dealers in our society, the pharmacists out there. It's also Psychotherapy Day. It's a day to celebrate those people who help you get on a better path, you know, mentally. And that's one of the big parts of society that is falling apart right now. People are anxious. They're depressed. In fact, there are more psychotherapists now than ever before. There are more people anxious, depressed, and in misery than ever before. So I say, ditch the psychotherapist, get a fishing pole, and go down and go fishing, or do something, do anything. You don't want to hurt the fish, whatever, fine. Do something, go out in nature, involve yourself in a project. Be a volunteer. Do some good for other people. Do good works. When you start doing good stuff, you're going to forget about a whole bunch of other issues. But I'm not seeing people get better in this world. I'm seeing people become more anxious. And I'm seeing, especially the millennials, who are really hitting rock bottom. Depression, anxiety, really terrible. And a lot of it surrounds their smartphones. So psychotherapy, I guess, for some people, maybe for others, just get out there in nature and do some good in the world, and I think that's going to fix a lot of your problems. That's Dr. Angley's prescription. This is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Monday, September 25th, 2017, on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, TalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christian.